Blog Talk Radio.
I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women of all ages. Coming live to you from the Mr. Nice Guy Studio in sunny Hollywood, California. This is The Night Shift, and I am Guy Nice, WMNG Mr. Nice Guy Radio. Tonight's episode is sponsored and brought to you by Mr. Nice Guy. Also, Gadzooks. Get your Nice Guy t-shirts at Gadzooks. Make sure you stop by your friendly Gadzooks in your local mall. Shout out to Shannon Mall. You can go there, and it's available from the hours of 10 to 9 p.m., Monday through Saturday, close at 6 on Sunday. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. underscore Nice Guy Tees. You can also find Mr. Nice Guy on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees, the online store. Let me give you Facebook first, facebook.com/Mr. Nice Guy Official. And the online store, squareup.com/market/MNGTES. Make sure you hit that online store. Enter your promo code GUYNICE to show your support for the show and also to get you a nice little discount. Every T-shirt sold from the promo off of this program goes towards getting us more time here on WMNG, The Night Shift with GUYNICE. We're every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation, 516-418-5813. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land, 516-418-5813. I'm just glad to be here. It's another lovely Tuesday. We're gonna try to touch a few things tonight. We're gonna talk about Denver, hopefully, and Cannabis Cup info updates. We're gonna talk about Bankroll Fresh a little bit. And first, I just want to, so I'm going to start here. I'll give you an update on my kids, my twins, you know what I'm saying? They got nice girls. they've actually put them together now, so now they're sharing the same space. They're not in the same incubator, but they're in the same proximity. Before, they had them in two different areas, and they were moving my bigger or oldest daughter around from room to room as she progressed, because she was progressing a little faster. And they told me that their location was based upon the care that they required and things of that nature. And you've heard my issues with the healthcare system, man. I'm not going to so much do that tonight. It's not what I'm trying to say. But I'm more in favor of natural medicine, and I feel like a lot of healing can be done just based upon situation and circumstance. So, plus, you know what I'm saying, logically, I feel like they shared the womb for all this time, 29 weeks, you know what I'm saying? And they were right there together, sharing the same space. And then after they were born, they ain't been together since that time. So I felt like, you know, they kind of estranged and shit, and I wanted them to have the twin experience and all that. So I want them to be closer to each other. But I didn't voice this for a little while. I was just kind of focused on the developments of what was taking place and, you know, putting out small fires all around the camp. So I finally, you know, said something to my wife. And then we went and we said something to a nurse and we said something to a doctor. And we were, you know, we were very subtle with it. Because we was just asking, was it a possibility? And my wife was more so pushing the campaign that I wanted to get them together. That's something that I desire. And that is true. So shout out to Mrs. Guy Nice. We talked to the doctor. We talked to, you know, a couple of different people, just putting it in their ear. And then came earlier this week, and then they was together. And it's awesome. It's awesome to see them right there together. It opens up the doors for a lot more opportunities, right? So for the first time today, my wife got to hold both of them at the same time. It was super awesome to see. You know what I'm saying? It's a very exciting moment. And it didn't last very long either. You know what I'm saying? It passed that baby out real quick. Which one do you want? Real quick. With the super face. Super serious face. But shout out to the nurse too, man. I don't even know her name, man. She was pretty awesome. That was a good look. So that was very interesting to see. And it's very, shout out to Miss Got Nice. Miss Got Nice in the building. So she had both of the babies, both of the babies right there together. You know what I'm saying? It's a good moment. They got to be next to each other and shit and all that. It was good. Good time, man. But always adventures at the hospital have some entertainment involved. Like, it is not fun at all to have to drive, you know, 40 minutes to go see your kids. And I don't really got a lot of opportunity to go, man. Cause like many of y'all people out there in radio land, I work, man. And I work a lot of hours. I got a lot of things I'm doing. Like, really, my workload exceeds my possibility of performance. There's no way I can complete all the tasks I need to in the time frame that's allotted. So you got to prioritize like a motherfucker. But I don't have a lot of time. So the time I get, I try to shoot down there. And you got the 40-minute drive, and you got traffic, and you got, you know, this, that, and the other. But you always leave with some type of entertainment. It's always something that's funny because people are funny in themselves. So one of the things I find the greatest enjoyment in is park instruction. Now, this particular park instruction had two entrances, okay? A little bit of background. Since my wife going there every day, and I'm going there every chance I can. Sometimes we take two cars because I have to be at another place. So it made no sense. Like what they charge you for parking, bro, is like you get 6 hours, you know, 1 to 6 hours, like $6. Or 6 to 12 hours, like $6. Some shit like that. You know what I mean? Now, I think I had a $20 parking ticket. Like, not a ticket, but, you know what I'm saying, a little stub. I think I had a $20 stay one time. But it makes no sense whatsoever to pay that parking every day when you're traveling back and forth that frequently. So they had this. Now, there have been people saying to me that this parking should be validated, man. You shouldn't have to pay. But, of course, they fucking you with the parking. That's what they're doing. They, you know what I'm saying? Hey, like any other major facility where you're going to need to park or they finna fuck you for the parking, it's going to happen. Thing, it's a game that's being played. You're going to get my money somehow. So, got paid for the parking. They offer a pass, a special pass for people who are traveling in that frequently or whatever, you know what I'm saying, special situations, circumstances, whatever the fuck, whatever may have you. You must apply to the hospital's parking authority. So, you know, for like $50, they give you this parking pass. And it exempts you from having to pay every time you go. Now, with this parking pass comes the benefit of having your own entrance and exit. You use this card at the same entrance and exit that the employees will use their card. Not open to the public. It's important that I mention that. Not open to the public. The other entrance and exit is the public entrance and exit located at another area. So, since we've had this card, leaving the parking structure has become a new form of entertainment. I've seen this situation several times already, but tonight it's a little different. I'm trying to leave the parking lot. And, you know, the parking lot has two different stalls. They have one with a cashier. They have one with just a kiosk. At the employee parking structure, it, quote-unquote, closed at a certain time. So the cashier leaves. So that booth is left unattended. And they do a subpar job of trying to block it off, as we'll illustrate as we move forward. with the public parking, the attendant there 24 hours, as far as I know. And I've been there crazy hours, but the attendant there 24 hours, as far as I know, on the public side. So I'm leaving through the exclusive VIP deck, and it's like three cars in front of me on the kiosk side. And there's one motherfucker over there on the cashier side, right? And everything just at a standstill. And I'm talking like 5 to 7 minutes. You know what I mean? I sat here for like 5 to 7 minutes, this entire situation. The motherfucker over at the cashier side, he can't get through. He put his shit in reverse and pulled back into a parking space. So I'm three cars back. It's another car who pulls into the cashier stall, and he can't go nowhere. So I'm lucky that the car, well, I guess he's lucky that the car in front of me wasn't an idiot also, because he didn't move. So your man in the dually truck got to back up now and try to go out this side. So he get on this side, and he's stuck. A lady come behind me and go to the cashier side and use her card, and she escaped. So then I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going to go over there. And I see this, it's a guy who works for the hospital parking authority, I guess. And he's on the other side, which would be the entrance, on the other side of the fence. And he's yelling, this is for employees, you know, hospital employee and staff only. To exit, you must use the other exit. He's telling all the cars to back up and turn around. It's his instructions that he's yelling from across the other side of the fucking thing. So I'm like, okay, whatever, I'm good. I got this card. I know I can get through here. I done did this before, man. Slide over to the side, boom, hit my shit. Now as I'm leaving out, the lady who is stuck on the other side, in response to him bellowing, is now bellowing back at him, excuse me, to which I'm sure he didn't respond. I didn't even see him no more when I was pulling out. I'm looking for the guy. As far as I know, he disappeared. He pulled a vanishing trick. He just came through with popcorn, peanuts, ice cold beer, and they got the fuck on. Now, there ain't no signage that tell you that this, you know, when you pull up to the thing, it's a little pad right there that tell you hospital status, but there ain't no signage that tell you this is only employee that could go in and out of here. In fact, there's signage that tell you that this is an exit. It doesn't say that it's not a public exit. It just says that it's an exit. And, like, I want to help people. Like, I wanted to help y'all, but I had to, you know, catch this plane so I could get out here to this nice plush Mr. Night Guy studio. So in this case, what the fuck is I going to do? I was going to get out and swipe my card for every one of y'all and shit? Like, nah, man, listen, I'm sorry. The guy is right, you know. You got to turn around. You got to go back the other way. But also, it's their fault because they should have had a sign. I had an experience one time when I was in Richmond, right? I was on the highway, and Richmond got a lot of tolls. Okay, I have been to Richmond visiting, and I had an experience with a toll. I end up running through the toll. I go in the express pass lane, right? Because I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I'm just following GPS, bro. You know what I'm saying? So on the way back, I stopped at the toll, and I paid, and I asked the lady. I said, you know, I ran through the toll on the other side. I didn't know. I'm from out of town. Clearly, I ain't got no place. I don't know where the fuck I'm going. But is there any way I could pay that toll so I don't get no fine? And first she said no. And then I asked her, you know, I asked her in another way, you know, same question, just different phrasing. And she gave me a card and told me I could call this number and pay the toll with my debit card and save myself from a $25 fine. And now, how much that toll was on that road? 50 or 75 cents. So I go from 75 cent toll that I missed at a match to a $25 charge, bro. All right. Anyway, lucky for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I stopped there and I hollered at them. Most people wouldn't even give a fuck. They'd be like, man, fuck this shit. Hope they don't catch me. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm cool. I try to make my shit square. I ain't trying to rob you. It was a mistake. I just want to make my mistake right. But if that would have been a $25 mistake, I'd been highly pissed. So in this particular situation, now I'm aware that Richmond got more tolls than where I'm from. Cause fucking Atlanta had one toe. They don't, far as I know, they don't even got that shit no more. One toe. That's where I come from. One toe, fool. And I barely use that shit. Southside. So Richmond got a shitload of toes all over the place, bro. This is like my second day living in Richmond. You know, if not the same day I moved there. And I'm on a mission, trying to make some jewels and shit real fast and get back so we can finish moving and putting the shit up and all that. So I'm stuck at this toll, right? I know pulling up to the toll, I ain't got no change. Like, I ain't got no change. I ain't got no cash money. I know that pulling up to the toll. I ain't talking about in my console and my fucking cup holder. I ain't got no change. I have no money, no cash. I got money, but I ain't got no cash. So I go to the cashier line, right? Made sense to me at the time. I'm waiting in line. I get to the lady. When I get to the lady, now I don't know if this shit gonna work, but you know what I'm saying? I feel like my argument is logical. You let me know. 516-418-5813. So I pull up to the cashier and I handle my debit card, right? I try to handle my debit card because she don't even take it. She's looking at me with this crazy. She's looking at me like I'm riding around with two cows in my back seat and a bag full of, you know, like manure in the front. Bro, like, shawty had the super stank face. And I'm like, what's up? I can't pay the toll with a debit card? No, we don't accept cards, cash only. So I'm thinking, we live in a society and a world where I could buy fucking Fanta Orange and Sprite and Pepsi from a vending machine with my debit card. Hell, it's places where I could buy legalized recreational marijuana out of vending machine with my credit card. So I don't feel like I'm out of line expecting for the toll operator to take my debit card as a legitimate form of payment. Are you telling me this is not acceptable? Because shit, even I could take a credit card on my phone. I got the little scanner thing and everything. But you looking at me crazy. Like I came up here, you know what I mean? Like I got fucking money from Canada and shit. I'm trying to pay you with Canadian change. You looking at me crazy. So I said, like, hey, I ain't got no money. What can I do? What are my options? Oh, you got to pay toll, but you know, it's just, she's like, fuck me, bro. Like, and I don't understand. Like, shawty, where you going? So where I'm going? It's neither what, you know what I'm saying? I'm in a hurry here if anybody. But it's your job. You got to sit in this box. So you just going to sit in here in this box where I sit out here and we just going to talk all day? Or you going to wait until I get somebody to come up here and bring me 75 cents? You know how far the line is going to be on the highway by the time they get up here to bring me 75 cents so I can pay this little monkey-ass toll and shit? I'm saying, I ain't asking you to, but you ain't got 75 cents to throw in the thing so I can roll? All right, but anyway. So while they be looking at me crazy, say I need some money, I start digging through the car. I'm talking about a bunch of seats, flipping the floor mats over and all that. So I get my little change, right? By the time I gather my little chain together, I'm fucking furious, dog. Like, I'm stupid heated, bro. I'm out here. I'm just trying to get the Krispy Kreme, dog. I'm trying to take care of my family, handle my business. I done got stuck on this stupid toll. You looking at me crazy because you want to take my debit card. Motherfucker, I know this legitimate form of payment. What kind of bullshit am I dealing with that the toll operator won't take? How the fuck I'm supposed to know that? I'm sure this happens to you more than one time a day. What the fuck? There's no protocol for this shit. This is what y'all do for everybody. All this rushing through my veins as I find my change, right? And it's an urge compelling me to just pelt this lady in the face with all my nickels and dimes and pennies and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to projectile that shit at her, catapult that shit into the booth, monkey-ass bitch. but I don't do it. I'm reliving that shit right there while we talking about it, bro. Can you feel it? Can you feel that passion, bro? That's, to me, that's super crazy, bro. Super crazy that I can't pay for a fucking toll with my debit card. Oh, man, a little off the point. But it's always a venture at the hospital. It's always Adventure in the Park, Dick. And also, it was one day we was waiting in the line and shit, and like my wife was getting so, and my wife got road rage like a motherfucking dog. Like, patience, she ain't got no patience, man. Not when it comes to cars and traffic and shit. She ain't got no patience, dog. She turned to a different person when she get behind the steering wheel. And then lately, it's like not even behind the steering wheel. It's just you in the car now. So it's straight monster mode, you know what I'm saying? On the side of the car, I'm beating, I'm talking about vicious, bro, no love. And you know what I'm saying? I be riding, bro, and I tell you how I get down. Like, if you don't know how to merge, you finna learn today, man. I'm Paul Walling up through the merge lane, bro. Don't get in my way. I hit your shit. Give a fuck about your Equus. You got me fucked up. My wife turned to a crazy person. One day we waiting in the parking deck behind these people, and she just started going ham on me, really. Or going the other side. Like, what the fuck? You just sitting here waiting. You know what I'm saying? Like, holy shit, bro. Hey, I'm cool, man. If I was in a rush, I should have left earlier. So everybody ain't got common sense. People ain't the most competent. You in line, shawty. What you in line. If you don't need the usage of this facility, you wouldn't be in this line, right? But since you need it, you in this line. So just wait your turn, man. Be patient. Be calm. Collect yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to fucking control yourself. You know what I'm saying? Can't be out here with the crazy shit, man. Can't be out here with the crazy shit. 516-418-5813. I wanted to talk a little bit about Bankroll Fresh, right? I want to say he passed last weekend or late last week. Not necessarily he passed, he was murdered. That's more of an accurate way of telling the story. Now, I'm going to preface all this by saying, you know, I ain't no Bankroll Fresh fan. I ain't heard no Bankroll Fresh music. And I would venture to say that it ain't many people that have, not to take a shot at my man, you know what I'm saying? But he was an up-and-coming guy, is what I'm saying. Up-and-coming rapper, Bankroll Fresh. He was shot last week at age 28 in front of the Street of Zet studio, okay? As I read the story, someone from the news crew reported that there were up to 50, at least 50 shell cases, you know what I'm saying, on the crime scene. So they didn't, you know. And they said, as far as they knew, nobody else was injured or shot other than Bankroll Fresh. Mr. White was his last name, his government name. Just leave it at that. Tre'Tavious White. So Bankroll Fresh get killed, you know what I'm saying? The hip-hop community go to Twitter, and the fans go to Twitter, and it's, you know, RIP Bankroll Fresh. And some of the rappers with the same rhetoric, you know, stop the violence and shit of that nature. This is alarming to me for many reasons. The biggest being that it's another person murdered young for no reason. There's, you know, no good reason to murder somebody. It's something that you might be able to bring it in. We might lean a little closer to your side. But ain't no good reason to murder nobody, man. But with some of the dialogue that was started after Bankroll Fresh died, another rapper in the line of a list of rappers in history, people saying would stop the violence, and you know, now the bad majority of hip hop artists that are successful and popular that you know them by name, and it's a challenge. Take it as a challenge, motherfucker. If you call in here with that shit, bro, I go and listen to their whole fucking discography, dog. I listen to every record that the motherfucker got. If you think you could prove me wrong. But I feel like the vast majority of popular and successful rappers these days have lyrics that are very aggressive and violent. I'm not trying to get in, like, I'm not saying that this is exclusive to hip-hop or none of that shit. Like, I talk about hip-hop because here I talk about the shit that I like. I used to be a rapper, you know what I'm saying? So you people get upset when you start the conversation and say how the image of hip hop is, and that it is aggressive and that it is violent. Hip hop got a violent past. So when other people are proposing the idea that possibly this mentality contributes to this violence and these deaths of these people that create their music, a lot of people get pissed off. Like, you might call me a motherfucker tonight. You might be mad at me, dog. You know what I'm saying? But in a culture that glorifies violence, not just in music, in video games, and in movies, you know, we glorify sex and violence and everything that we spend our money on. The vast majority of the entertainment that's quite popular. And I'm not saying we blameless, bro. Fat King Radio, Jiggly Butt, all that. You know what I'm saying? The violence I got a problem with. I got a problem with people dying. I got a problem with people lives being. I got a problem with people getting hurt. Hip hop got a long history of hurting people. So I do challenge you that if you got rappers, you feel like they ain't pro violence in their music, man, go ahead. You know how to find me, bro. Hit me. Light up them lines. Hit that Twitter. Hit that Instagram. Hit the Mr. Night Guy hotline. Tag me in your post. Call the line, 516-418-5813. I did through their collections. I'm talking about Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, all of them. I feel like all of them in some form or another. Maybe not glorify, but at least contribute to the perception and image of violence in hip-hop music. Until we can really have a conversation and talk about how that is a contributing factor, I don't even want to hear about what the fuck you got to say about hip-hop, whether or not it's dead, and you know what I'm saying, the music better, and I don't give a fuck. I'm not trying to attack the culture. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm not sitting here saying I don't care about what happened to that man or his family and that I don't feel bad for them, because I do. I'm saying these things because I do feel bad for his family and the other people that have lost members of their family and their lives. Being rappers and being involved in the culture, fucking Doe B. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, if I don't leave the house with a gun, I have a pretty slim chance of shooting somebody today. Strange things happen in life, and bad things do happen to good people. But sometimes them bad things is results of bad decisions. As people who have a platform to communicate with other people, we have a responsibility for the shit that we say. I done said that before. I'm saying it again. Cause I acknowledge the responsibility. I come in here with my fuckery and my clownery and my buffoonery and all that shit. I do sometimes say things that's a little left field. Sometimes I say things that I come back and apologize for. I'm a person. You know what I mean? I'm not asking anybody to be perfect. But our purpose should be progress. And when we glorify violence and we spending our money on these things and we perpetuating them in the culture, like, that's what we like. That's what we want. And then at the same time, it's like, oh, their life is so important, but now they dead because of these things. Preventative maintenance. What is it that we really want? You want Bankroll Fred to be here and opposed to somebody else? Who wins then? It's been another edition of the Night Shift, ladies and gentlemen. I have been your host, Guy Nice. I appreciate y'all being here. Appreciate all the love, all the support. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. Keep the clock ticking every day. We will return tomorrow at 11 p.m., my regular scheduled time. Until then, I'll see you on the other side. Until we get some music playing.
Gonna be some sweet love coming down tonight.